You're listening to EPN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we're with Michael Grandinetti, who is a world-renowned illusionist who has performed on national television programs, including NBC's World Most Dangerous Magic, Entertainment Tonight, The Bold and the Beautiful, in sold-out baseball stadiums, and at the White House. He is also the founder of Michael Grandinetti Magic, a company that combines the visually stunning techniques of magic with compelling marketing techniques to convey a company's message and product benefits to customers in a unique, compelling, fun, and most importantly, memorable way. His clients include Fortune 500 companies and major corporations such as Mazda, Hewlett-Packard, Grainger, Ernst & Young, the American Marketing Association, Harley-Davidson, Benjamin Moore Paints, Bayer, and the Kansas City Royals, just to name a few. Michael Grandinetti, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out this morning. So, Michael, how did you get your start, and what first attracted you to magic?
Well, you know, like a lot of kids, I got a magic set for Christmas when I was five, and I'll never forget it. It's like, you know, everything else that morning just seemed to disappear. I was so drawn to it. And from that moment on, I was just fascinated by magic. And, you know, I think I'm really lucky that I was one of the people who found what they love to do, found their passion in life really early on. So that helped me. It gave me a lot of time to focus and pursue my goals and to set really, you know, large, lifelong goals that I'm still on the path, moving forward towards. So I think I'm very, very lucky in that regard. And everything from that point on in my life was focused around growing and enhancing my career and my knowledge of magic. And to this day, I still feel like a five-year-old kid. I love it just the same. And, you know, I wish for everyone that they would find their passion in life like that. I think it makes a big difference.
I couldn't agree more with that. So what made you decide to combine the world of magic with the world of marketing using magic to illustrate messages, products, and themes for individual clients?
Well, I really love the creative side of magic. To develop new illusions and to watch people respond, really, I really love that. So when I went to college and I had to pick a major to study, a course of study, I decided to major in business and marketing because I figured that would really be the closest tie-in to something that I could use, again, for my overall goal of building a business and a career in magic. So once I started to learn all of the information about marketing, that really helped me to understand that world and to tie the two together. And when I got out of college and companies started calling me for shows, in addition to giving them information about our standard show, just for fun, I would send them one or two ideas, custom ideas, based on what we had talked about as far as the specifics of their event and the product and what they were doing. And what I found was that those specific ideas really tailored to them really caught on and really, you know, got their interest. And when word started to spread that we offered this service, which is pretty unique, it really, things kind of snowballed from there and things really took off. So, you know, I think it's a win-win. You know, it's for companies, it's a great way to really display their product and their message and their theme and their executives. And for me, I get a chance to be creative and make every show different, and I think it's a great situation all around.
Why does magic work so well as a sales tool?
I think Magic is a perfect sales tool. I think it connects with people on so many different levels. It's visual. From a visual standpoint alone, it's so unique. I mean, you know, you see things that you just don't see in the real world, whether it's something floating or something appearing or something disappearing. So visually, it's compelling. It's also, it connects with people on an emotional level. That feeling of amazement, that feeling of wonder, is something, again, that's unique and we don't experience in our everyday life. You know, as you're walking down the street and you see a car driving down the street, you don't typically feel, you know, amazed. You know, so I think magic really taps into a rare emotion and one that's very positive and very uplifting that people enjoy. So when you combine those visual and those emotional, you know, elements and you wrap those around a message or a theme or a product, it really allows that to connect with the audience, stand out to them, and again, most importantly, it makes it memorable for them. So when they leave afterwards, you know, they really remember what they saw. And I think from a sales standpoint, that's exactly what you're going to want.
Today we're with Michael Grandinetti, the founder of Michael Grandinetti Magic, a company that combines the visually stunning techniques of magic with compelling marketing techniques to convey a company's message and product benefits to customers in a unique, compelling, fun, and most importantly, memorable way. Here on Enterprise Radio, give us some examples of the types of ways illusion can be used to convey a company's message in a trade show, national sales meeting, or a commercial environment.
Well, there's actually a lot of ways to do that. I always tell, you know, people when they call, and potential clients when they call, that no idea is impossible. Whatever idea, either if they have an idea for us or if we present ideas, no matter how, you know, unbelievable as it sounds, you know, that's what we do. Our goal is to make the impossible possible. So, you know, in the past, just to give you a few examples, there's a company called JDA Software, and they wanted to illustrate that their competitor was telling some dangerous lies about their company, and they wanted to illustrate that they were not being harmed by these dangerous lies. So we built this giant wall of spikes, razor sharp spikes that were 2 feet tall, and we took the JDA CEO and we passed the wall of spikes directly through his body, showing that something that seemed to be dangerous and seemed to be harmful did not hurt, you know, our client, our company. While the spikes were passing through him, he was smiling and laughing and you know, having a good time. So it perfectly drove home the point that, you know, these dangerous messages that other people were putting out about the, you know, the company, these untrue messages, were certainly not going to harm the company. For the American Marketing Association, they wanted to illustrate communication at the speed of light. So we developed an illusion where, a laptop computer would instantly teleport from one side of the stage to the other in the third of a second. While the video feed on the laptop of the AMA CEO continued to play uninterrupted, we also came up with this really unique idea where we caused the American Marketing Association CEO to literally walk forward and appear from a two-dimensional flat video projection. So that was a fun project, really incorporating technology and the message of instant communication with magic and illusion. We had a great time with that. There's a company in India called Flame Motorcycles, and they called us and, you know, asked us for some ideas on how to introduce a new model of Flame Motorcycle. So we developed an illusion concept where you light a platform on fire, and this platform is suspended above the ground with 20 feet in all directions, and instantly and visibly that fire on the platform, the flames on the platform, transformed into the brand new model Flame Motorcycle. So, you know, it's a way of really taking the messages, taking the product, taking the company brand, and illustrating, you know, perfectly all of that with magic. It's not just doing magic and talking about a product. It's really making sure all the elements fit perfectly so that they're interconnected and just seamlessly fit. For the Kansas City Royal Sky Show, which was definitely one of the highlights of my career, I had a great time with that. They wanted to illustrate magic in the air. So for that show, I developed an illusion where I levitated 15 feet in the air right above the pitcher's mound, which was really, a lot of fun because we were surrounded by 40,000 people and bright lights and The people were not only looking from 360 degrees, but they were looking down from high up in the stadium, and that was definitely a fun challenge to create, but we did, and it went very, very well, and I had a great time with it. So, again, I really enjoy coming up with these ideas that perfectly tie in with the messages that we're trying to illustrate.
Can you give an example of the typical creative process from the time you receive a client's call to completion of a custom effect?
Yeah, normally when a company calls, they'll call probably anywhere between, 3 weeks and a year before an event, depending on where they are in their planning process. And the first thing that we do is we try and get, as much information about where they are with their planning. Do they know the feel of the event? Do they know the theme? Do they want to, really illustrate an executive or a message or a product? So we try to get all the elements of what they're looking to accomplish. And then from there, I take all of the experience that we have on our end from over 20 years of researching and developing magic, and I'll put together an overview proposal of several ideas based on what they're looking for, several different illusions, several different scales, ranging from small pieces, sleight of hand pieces, to stage magic, to, really large scale grand illusions. And, normally within about 24 hours, we'll give them that proposal. And then we talk over and we continue to develop that proposal and keep moving forward with it until it perfectly fits their need from a creative standpoint. Once we know the illusion and the theme that they're going for, then I'll collaborate with a really excellent building team that I've been very privileged to work with over the years. This team has worked with Broadway shows and major tours from, Michael Jackson to David Copperfield. And we'll start building models and mock-ups of the illusions to test them out and to make sure they look perfect and to, again, make them as seamlessly incorporated into the theme and the product as we possibly can. And that whole process takes about 5 to 7 weeks. The building process, the development and the testing process of the illusions takes about 5 to 7 weeks. And then from there, once the illusion is perfect and built, we'll take it to the venue and rehearse on site with their people and the product, and test the sight lines, test the angles, test the lighting, make sure from a theatrical standpoint everything is perfectly polished and ready to go. And then the day of, the audience comes in, and hopefully we really drive home that message in a powerful way. So, but the entire process takes about, it could take anywhere from 7 weeks to several months, depending on the scale of it. But it's a process we're certainly familiar with. And again, I enjoy that process very much.
Well, did you ever receive a request from a potential client that was impossible to accomplish?
Well, it's funny. It's as I said earlier, I really believe that any idea people come with, come to us with, nothing is impossible. We can make anything work. But I'll tell you a funny story. A couple years ago, we got a call from an agency in Dubai, and they were just starting to build the world's tallest building in Dubai. And they were looking for a really interesting way to promote this building. So their idea was, they said, can you make the building appear? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, we certainly can do that. That's a big undertaking, but it's certainly not a problem. We can make that happen. I said, well, when do you plan to have the building built? When will it be completed? And they said, no, that's not what we're looking for. The building is not going to be there. It's not going to be built yet. But we want you to make it look like the building is there so people can go inside and, experience the building. So that one was definitely an interesting proposition. What we ended up doing was collaborating on some different ideas to still utilize the building once it was built, but making a building, the world's tallest building, appear so that people could go inside before it was even built, that was certainly one of the more challenging propositions we were ever faced with. So I think it'll get out as my most memorable.
Well, I can definitely believe that. Now, what are some of your future goals with this business, and in what areas do you see it expanding?
I really have a lot of directions I want to keep going, forward. And first of all, I'd love to continue doing exactly what I'm doing, which is, creating magic for all these specific areas, in the corporate world, in the business world. But certainly television is also a big goal. I think because I enjoy the creative process so much, and also I have very, very clear goals as far as how I would love magic to be conveyed, to an audience. I think it's a very powerful art form. I think it's a very emotional art form. It's a very visual art form. It's a very classy art form. So I think that I'd love to combine my perspective on magic and bring it to television. And that way it can really kind of spread the image that I think is really important for magic to the masses. So I would love to develop several television projects. We're actually in the talks right now for a really unique magic series that I would love to see come through. And also a goal of mine, I'd love to take magic to, theatrically to Broadway. I think it's been a long, long time since a magic show has really, appeared on Broadway. A lot of Broadway shows use some illusions in a really wonderful, really great way, but I would love to do a unique kind of magic-focused show on Broadway. So I think it's going to be a really fun adventure to make these projects happen.
Well, Michael, I tell you, really interesting information today on this episode of Enterprise Radio. Where's the best place that our listeners could be in touch with you and also get more information on your services?
Well, people can certainly, I'd love for them to check out my website, which is michaelgrandinetti.com. They can connect with me on Facebook, where we send them the latest updates, and we'll certainly post a link to your show, to your wonderful show, and feel free to tell people to call me and to email me with any questions. I'm always happy to hear from people, even just to answer questions about what I do, to talk about magic. I'm one of those guys that absolutely love what I do. I love everything about it, and I'm always happy to talk with people about it and answer any questions that they have. So feel free to connect with me and phone calls, emails, Facebook, and I'd love to hear from everybody.
Michael, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today.
Eric, thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine. I hope we talk soon.
You betcha, and that was Michael Grandinetti, founder of Michael Grandinetti Magic, a company that combines the visually stunning techniques of magic with compelling marketing techniques. And for more information, visit michaelgrandinetti.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
Just ask yourself this question. Are you doing all that you can with all that you've got right now? I mean, are you really doing everything that you can with everything that you have available to you? Or is there room for you to be doing a little bit more?
Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Actually, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes pro. There was a study that was carried on by British scientists, and it revealed that it takes a person 10,000 hours of practice to become an ace in a certain discipline. They say that top musicians, sportsmen, and chess players were all able to become masters in their field by achieving the level which in their time was taken to practice 10,000 hours or more.
If you can find a way to specialize in an area, maybe not necessarily 100%, but if you can find a way to specialize in traveling to one part of the world or a certain type of travel, say cruises, and people think of you first and like you the best when it comes to that kind of travel, I think you might start getting somewhere. Like when I started specializing in just credit unions, I instantly, whether I am or not, but people thought, oh, he's the expert on credit union marketing. If my credit union's having a problem, we're going to call him. So if someone starts thinking, maybe I want to do a cruise, they're going to think of you first without even having to look in the phone book or go to the internet.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.